Thank you for joining us for the Parenting Program. My name is Angie Flynn. Thank you for joining us for the Parenting Program. My name is Angie Flynn. Thank you for joining us for Colorado Parent, read by Angie Flynn, featuring the Colorado Parent Magazine, October 2024. Fun in the Fall, by Austria Cohn, photographed by rfeepik.com. And pictured are two girls carving a pumpkin. Anderson Patchwork Pumpkins, 15415CO-14AULT, phone number 970-227-4661, facebook.com. Denver Botanic Gardens, Chatfield Farms, 8500 West Deer Creek Canyon Road, Littleton, 720-865-3500, botanicgardens.org. Diana's Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze, 1649 Poplar Avenue, Canyon City, 719-821-9133, dianaspumpkinpatch.com. Hankins Farms Corn Maze and Pumpkin Patch, 26745 Weld County Road 17, Johnstown, 970-408-0608. HankinsFarms.com. That's HankinsFarms.com. Mazzotti Farms, 2628 Colorado Road 49, Hudson, 303-536-4089. That's MazzottiFarms.com, MazzottiFarms.com. Miller Farms, 13912 Colorado Road, Platteville, 970-785-6133. MillerFarms.net. Miner's Pumpkin Patch, 225 Northgate Boulevard, Colorado Springs, 719-488-0880. MinersPumpkinPatch.com. Moon Farms, 1360 18 and a half Road, Fruita, 970-812-6703, moonfarm.net. Munson Farms, 7455 Valmont Road, Boulder, 720-491-1421, munsonfarms.com. That's MUNSONFARMS.com. Osborne Farm, 1230 South Boise Avenue, Loveland, 970-541-1212, osbornfarm.com. Rock Creek Farm, 2004 South 112th Street, Broomfield, 303-465-9565, rockcreekfarm.com. The Bartels Farm, 3424 East Douglas Road, Fort Collins, 970-493-3853, the Bartels Pumpkinpatch.com. That's spelled B-A-R-T-E-L-S. Tigger's Farm Roasted Chilies and Pumpkin Patch, 12404 County Road 64, 1-2, Greeley, 970-686-7225. TiggersFarm.com, TiggersFarm.com. Farmers Markets, Ava Community Farmers Market, 7545 Log Road, Payton, 719-233-7828, AHAVAHFARM.com. Open year-round every Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Festival Park Farmers Market, 300 2nd Street, Castle Rock, 720-733-2260, crgov.com. Open until October 13, every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Highlands Ranch Farmers Market, 9288 Dorchester Street, Highlands Ranch, 303-513-7610. DenverFarmersMarket.com. Open until October 27, every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Parker Farmers Market, 19565 Main Street, Parker, 303-596-8808. TheLocalColorado.com. Open until October 27, every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. People and Produce Farmers Market, 6785 Chenango Avenue, Denver, 720-295-3769. People and Producers BVS.com. PEOPLEANDPRODUSEBVS.com. Open until October 13, every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. South Pearl Street Farmers Market, 1527 South Pearl Street, Denver, 303-734-0718. SouthPearlStreet.com. Open until November 10, every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Haunted Houses, 13th Floor Haunted House, 3400 East 52nd Avenue, Denver, 303-355-3327, 13thFloorHauntedHouse.com. Denver Terrors, 200 East Colfax, Denver, 720-885-9930, DenverTerrors.com. Fright Acres, 11321 Dransfeld Road, Parker, FrightAcres.com. Ghost Ride Haunted Tours, Denver, 1509 North Marion Street, Denver, GhostRideHauntedTours.com. Haunted Field of Screams, 10451 McKay Road, Thornton, info at HauntedFieldsOfScreams.com. HauntedFieldsOfScreams.com. Haunted Stage Shop, 60 Main Street, Rollinsville, 970-325-3409, HauntedStageShop.com. Horror Theater Haunted House, 4504 South Independent Street, Denver, 720-263-1178, HorrorTheaterDenver.com. The Empty Grave Haunted House, 218 Kimbark Street, Longmont, 949-257-2279, TheEmptyGrave.com. The Frightmare Compound, 10798 Yuccan Street, Westminster, 303-467-2273, TheFrightmareCompound.com. The Ritual Haunted House, 301 Inglewood Parkway, Inglewood, 720-837-theritualhauntedhouse.com. World's Scariest Haunted House, 10500 West Bowles Avenue, Littleton, 720-731-8970, worldscariesthauntedhouse.net. Fall Events, Applefest, 235 West Main Street, Cedar Ridge, 970-856-3123, CedarRidgeApplefest.com, October 4 through 6. Autumn Fest, 923 10th Street, Golden, 303-278-3557, GoldenHistory.org, October 6. Chalktoberfest, 25690 East Quincy Avenue, Aurora, CoChocolateFest.com. That's CoChocolateFest.com, October 12th. Fall Festival featuring Creepy Crawlies Around the Rock. 300 2nd Street, Castle Rock, 720-733-2294. Visit castlerock.org, October 20. Littleton Harvest Festival, 6014 South Datura Street, Littleton. Friends Library Museum at gmail.com. FriendsLittleton.org, October 12th. Pumpkin Festival at Chatfield Farms, 8500 West Deer Creek Canyon Road, Littleton. 865-3500, botanicgardens.org, October 11 through 13. Pumpkin Harvest Festival, 715 South Forest Street, Denver, 720-865-0800, 4milepark.org, October 12 and 13. Telluride Horror Show, 104 Short Circuit Telluride. Info at TellurideHorrorsShow.com. TellurideHorrorsShow.com. October 11 through 13. Thornton Harvest Fest, 2141 East 95th Avenue, Thornton, 303-538-7200. ThorntonCo.org. October 5th. Tampered Treats. Should Parents Really Worry on Halloween? By Austria Cohn. Every Halloween, kids put on their best costumes, whether spooky witches or cute pumpkins, and go door to door in search of treats. It's a night of fun and excitement that both children and parents eagerly await. Yet amid the laughter and sugar rush, a familiar warning always lingers. Check your Halloween candy. It's a message echoed by city officials, neighbors, and friends alike. But is there any truth behind this caution? The fear of tampered Halloween candy dates back to the 1960s, growing stronger in the 1970s, thanks to media reports, urban legends, and a few isolated incidents that received widespread attention. To further understand the topic, let's look at some case files that led to this fear. Case File 1, October 31, 1964. Location, Long Island, New York. Suspect, Helen Feel. Source, New York Post. Description of incident. On Halloween night of 1964, three teen girls dressed as hobos knocked on the door of Helen File, a mother living in Long Island. Instead of the usual candy, File teased the girls, questioning, "Aren't you a little old to be trick-or-treating?" She then handed out a strange treat hidden among the candy. The girls continued their rounds with suspicion, but later discovered something alarming. When the mother emptied their candy bags, they found arsenic pellets, and a wrapped inside of a napkin was a bottle capped shaped ant trap with a clear warning, poison. The police launched an immediate search for the suspect and any more deadly disguised candy. When confronted, File admitted to distributing the poison only to the three teens because, in her opinion, they were too old for trick-or-treating. No one was hurt. Case File Number 2. Date, October 31, 1974. Location, Pasadena, Texas. Suspect, Ronald O'Brien. Source, Hub Pages. Description of incident. 10 years after Helene files dangerous Halloween antics, Ronald O'Brien committed one of the most notorious crimes in Halloween history. O'Brien, his two children, Tim and Elizabeth, and some friends ventured out for trick-or-treating despite the rain. After a few blocks, they arrived at a darkened house with no lights on. The kids knocked anyway but got no answer and started heading home because the rain had picked up. O'Brien lagged behind for a moment, then suddenly caught up with the group holding five giant pixie sticks, claiming that rich neighbors were handing out premium treats. Once home, O'Brien allowed his kids to pick a treat before bed, but encouraged them to have the pixie sticks. His daughter declined and chose a different candy, but his son, Tim, accepted. What Tim didn't know was that the father had tampered with the candy. O'Brien had added 2 inches of potassium cyanide to the sugary powder. After consuming the pixie sticks, Tim immediately complained of a better taste. His father gave him Kool-Aid to wash it down, but the damage was done. Tim soon began vomiting and convulsing before tragically succumbing to the cyanide poisoning. O'Brien planned to poison both of his children for the insurance money. Case file number 3. Date, shortly after Halloween, 2013. Location, Salinas, California. Victim, anonymous. Source, KSBW. Description of incident. Just days after Halloween in 2013, a 32-year-old woman in Salinas, California, innocently reached into her daughter's Halloween candy stash and picked out a Snickers. Almost immediately after eating it, she began to feel strange. A combination of panic and euphoria overwhelmed her. Upon closer inspection, the Snickers wrapper had a tiny puncture in it. The woman was taken to the hospital, where doctors found that her symptoms were similar to those of someone who had ingested LSD, a potent hallucinogen. After investigation, police believe the incident was an isolated one, though it left the community on edge. What does this mean? While the fear of tempered Halloween candy is a long-standing concern, parents generally don't need to be overly worried. Verified cases of children being harmed by Halloween candy are extremely rare, and most reports of tainted candy turned out to be hoaxes, accidents, or misunderstandings. However, it's not a bad idea to check your child's candy after their night of knocking on strangers' doors. When inspecting Halloween candy, there are some things to look for. Packaging issues. Torn or unsealed wrappers. Candy wrappers that are ripped, torn, or not fully sealed could indicate tampering. Only allow children to eat candy that is securely wrapped. Unusual wrapping. Homemade candy or items wrapped in plastic or foil may pose a risk if they don't come from someone you know and trust. 2. Foreign objects. Punctures or holes. Look for small holes or punctures in the candy packaging, which could indicate an attempt to inject something harmful. Lumps or bumps. Fill the candy to ensure no unusual lumps or objects are embedded inside. 3. Discoloration or strange smells. Odd colors. Candy with an unusual color or appearance could be contaminated. Weird odors. If the candy smells off, chemically or strange, discard it. When Halloween rolls around, there's no need to let fear overshadow the fun cases of candy. Cases of candy tampering are extremely rare. Still, it's wise to take a few moments to inspect your child's haul before they dig in. Trust your instincts, and if something seems off, reach out to local authorities. A little caution can help keep the spooky night safe and enjoyable for everyone. Combating Cyberbullying: How Are Children Being Protected? By Amanda Milner. Technology has transformed our world by providing us with a gateway to stay connected at all hours of the day. Despite our best efforts at monitoring screen time, our preteens and teens are often chronically online, connecting themselves to family, friends, and unfortunately, bullies. With the changing of the times, the bullying that existed in school halls, and still does, has also entered the digital era, causing even more harm to the victims and following them home long after the bell rings. So what do we do? What measures are being taken in order to protect our children and teens when they log in or simply pick up their phones? At home, one of the most important things parents can do when it comes to protecting their children from cyberbullying is to be aware of what they are doing online. It's definitely a lot easier said than done, but taking an interest in what apps they are using, TikTok trends they're participating in, and who they are communicating with is a crucial step in the right direction. StopBullying.gov, managed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, also encourages taking the following steps to help protect from harmful online behavior. Review or reset your child's phone location and privacy settings. Follow or friend your teen on social media sites or have another trusted adult do so. Stay up to date on the latest apps, social media platforms, and digital slang used by children and teens. Know your child's usernames and passwords for email and social media. Establish rules about appropriate digital behavior content and apps. If it's determined that cyberbullying is occurring, immediately block the person doing the bullying. Reports of bullying can be made onto online service providers, mobile phone providers, call and report the number, or law enforcement. When submitting the report, include dates, times, and screenshots. According to stopbullying.gov, when cyberbullying involves threats of violence, child pornography, or sending sexually explicit messages or photos or videos taken of someone in a private place, or stalking and hate crimes, it is considered a crime and should be reported to law enforcement. Safe to Tell Colorado provides students, parents, and community members with a safe and anonymous way to report any threats to their safety or the safety of someone else. Reports can be submitted by calling 877-542-SAFE or 7233, submitting through the website safetotell.org, through the mobile app Safe to Tell Colorado, or by texting STTCO to 738477. In school, Colorado anti-bullying laws cover all off-campus conduct, including cyberbullying. As part of the law, schools must have a safe school plan and conduct and discipline code in place. The policy must include the differences between conflict and bullying and harassment and bullying. The policy must also clarify the role of cyberbullying during online instruction. According to the Colorado Department of Education, bullying may be reported orally or in writing to an administrator, teacher, or other staff member by filling out a bullying report form. Reports can also be received from Safe to Tell, and they can be submitted anonymously. The bullying report form includes information related to the incident, including whether or not there were witnesses, and the form even asks if the person submitting the report is comfortable with the witnesses being questioned. Once a report has been made, an administrator is assigned, and the investigation begins. On social media, while there are many benefits to using and creating with social media, those same platforms can be used for cyberbullying. Knowing this, popular platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook have implemented processes to protect the younger generation. Here are some of the precautions the most popular apps and forums are taking to prevent bullying. TikTok. TikTok provides private accounts, customizations for you, pages, messages, and who can duet or switch videos, comment control, filtering comments and keywords, and reporting. Instagram. Instagram provides tag and mention controls, a space to report users or content, the ability to block users, and the ability to limit or restrict users from interacting with the victim. Instagram also includes a comment warning featuring which flags potentially offensive comments before they are posted, reminding the commenter of Instagram's community guidelines and warning them if they proceed, their comment may be removed or hidden. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for joining us for Colorado Parent, read by Angie Flynn. Thank you for joining us for the parenting program. My name is Angie Flynn. Thank you for joining us for the parenting program. My name is Angie Flynn.